This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be on the line with us now, Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated. Ross, thanks so much for joining us today. This seems like an old story that we've been talking about now for almost 2 weeks, that there was no doubt the guy that Ed Orgeron wanted as his defensive coordinator was Bo Pelini. Certain things had to be worked out. Now it finally becomes official as Bo Pelini has resigned his post as the head coach at Youngstown and takes over at LSU. First reaction with Bo, because a couple weeks ago, Ross, Coach O was on with Bobby and I, and he made the point about, man, I like the four-man look defensive line. I've coached that all my life, but, man, I like that four-man front. He was sort of telling you without telling you. And listen, if Dave Aranda gets another job, I'm going with the guy who's got experience in a four-man front.
Well, and I can tell you this, Ross, and I'm glad that you broke the story, but I can tell you this. Coach O can relate more to Bo Pelini than Dave Aranda. He don't want no soft, half-spoken. Now, you got to have a few SOBs, and you got to have some guys that can ring it all in. But I'm telling you, Coach O will have no problem with Bo Pelini's personality. I can tell you that right now.
Because no, he's looking at the mirror at one another.
I've been there.
Yeah, there's certainly more. There's certainly more alike. Bo and Ed and Dave and Ed were in. So I think, yeah, either one thing's going to happen. One or two things is going to happen, right? They get along swimmingly because they're both similar personalities, or the other thing. But most seem to agree with what you're talking about there, you know, people who know them both. Yeah. and have talked a little bit about them. But, yeah, you're right, Mike. You know, he was clearly the number one candidate. I mean, honestly, I think things were going on with Bo even around the time that UNLV came kind of calling for Dave Aranda. That was almost a month ago more than a month ago, yeah. You know, so that there were some things going on with Bo, or at least an inquiry made. So, clearly, Ed wants to shift, you know, or at least do more 4-3, it sounds like. And I know he comes from that school, and so does Bo.
Now, Ross, if you're truly an honest LSU fan and you do a little research, how can you not like Bo Pelini when you look at his track record?
Listen, they got some of them that are negative against it.
No. They're freaking idiots. Oh, look what Bo Pelini did.
I get it.
5, 6, and 7. LSU had a top 10 defense, if not top 5 in a number of categories. So look at the production. Look at his winning record at Nebraska. Now, who do you get along with and all that, with the AD, all that stuff? And then all of a sudden, look how relevant Nebraska was. Now, did you win anything? But they're still winning 9 games or more. Then Youngstown State, he's in the championship. So, to me, if you anti-Bo Pelini, you haven't done enough homework, and maybe you're too soft. I mean, maybe you're too soft to be an LSU.
No, Bobby, those are the same people that last year when they hired Joe Brady. Well, who's Joe Brady? What a terrible hire for LSU. Ed Orgeron don't know what he's doing. Those are the same people when Ed got the full-time job that was squawking, man, too. What? We want Tom Herman. We want Jimbo Fisher. So they're always going to have that
crew that will
be negative about anything Ed Orgeron does.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
That's ridiculous.
I'm telling you the truth.
All I know is when Bo Pelini was part of LSU, the defense kicked ass. So how can you be against that?
I agree.
Hello, come on.
Yeah, that's what I look at. You know, I mean, you could look at his days in Nebraska and Youngstown State, but that was as a head coach. If you look at what he did the last time he had LSU's talent in the SEC, was incredible. I think they were top 5. I want to say single year. You know, so yeah, it's a great track record. And you even go back and look at what he did. I believe it was at Oklahoma, right? Co DC with Brent Venables. They had some great units together. In fact, that one of their poor games, though, was against Ed Orgeron, you know, USC, yeah. And they had that national championship game. So, but they had some great units as well. So as a defensive coordinator, and, you know, and we broke the news about 10 minutes ago about his contract, he'll get a three-year contract for $2.3
million
a year.
Well, that's fair.
And
that's fair.
It's market value,
fair.
You know. It's market value right now.
That's market value. That's right on. That's not too much or too little. I think that is right on. And, you know, people say 4-3-3-4. Now, how are you going to recruit in the future? Obviously, if you're going to be strictly a 4-3, you got to get more D-linemen. If you're a 3-4, then you got to get more backers. But, you know, the way the game has changed with nickel packages and all that, you know what's the bottom line?
It's all flex to begin with.
Yeah. It's all flex. And like Dennis Allen said, I'm going to get the best 11. And then you're a hybrid defense. So it's not like I'm pure 3-4 or 4-3. How about just get the best damn players on the field, no matter what scheme we're doing? So that's why, Bo Pelini and Coach O, they know this.
Another thing, too, is, Ross, you look at the recruits. You know, I think Ed has figured it out. I look at this roster for the next couple years. I got more defensive linemen than I do linebackers.
So
real easy on that part.
Right. Yeah, and that makes the decision easy for what you're going to do. And sometimes you're right. You know, you just got to go off of your personnel. I remember when Dave Aranda came in his first year, he was known as his 3-4 guy, but you give credit to him and the staff that year. They didn't do a whole lot of 3-4 because they had a lot of, you know, 4-3 type guys, had a lot of defensive linemen, and they did a little more 4-3. He kind of phased into that, or phased out and phased into the 3-4 a little bit. But even this past year, I mean, they ran early in the season. Ran a lot of 4-3. So nowadays, you can't really pigeonhole the 3-4, 4-3 because, you know, the way offenses has changed, defenses have changed too, you know, and he became that kind of, as you said, kind of that hybrid flex, all these flex hybrid type in outside linebacker positions.
Ross, we'll let you go, but one of the things, we had Marlon Favorite on last Monday, and one of the things he brought up about Bo Pelini, he said, man, he's not only a great coach, but life lessons. He said every day he would sort of talk to you about things that you should know about life. And he said there was always sort of the mix of football and life, but how Bo Pelini took part of his time to talk individually to you about certain things. You know, that catches me because I think about an assistant coach at the collegiate level, and yeah, he's trying to coach you, but he's also trying to get you ready that not everybody's going to play in the NFL, and he's teaching you life lessons. And I thought that was a great point Marlon Favorite brought up.
That's a really great point. And always, obviously, you want to hear those things and about coaches, that it's more than just the X's and O's, that he develops, you know, a personal relationship with his players. And, you know, you guys were talking earlier about, you know, the fans, maybe some fans, and not agreeing with this move or having their own personal opinions. And you look at some of the things that Ed Orgeron's done decision-wise the last 2 or 3 years, and he's made a lot of key decisions that have worked out incredibly well. And so I think he deserves a little bit of a benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Ross, when I think about a tug-of-war, you know, you're pulling on the rope. Don't we have to pull in the same direction? I've talked to Coach O about this. Arnold, Scott Woodward, and look at Coach O, and now Bo Pelini. I know they're all pulling in the same direction. It's not like what the hell that debacle happened in Nebraska. I mean, I'm going to tell you, that hindered Bo Pelini at Nebraska as a head coach. But, you know, you could be a great D coordinator and not necessarily be a great head coach. But, again, listen, look what he did at Nebraska. Did he win anything? All I know is they won 9 games or more. He went to the championship at Youngstown State. When you think about that, listen, Bo Pelini is a winner. I'm telling you, he's a winner right now. I know they all tugging on the rope the same. Coach O, Scott Woodward, they're all going the same way and not against each other. So that is a great thing going forward. I'm telling you, our defense could be way better than we've been, I'm telling you, in recent years. And I love Dave Aranda, but I'm telling you, Bo Pelini's going to take it to a different level. Watch.
Ross, thanks so much for your time, bud. We appreciate it. We know it's a busy day for you. And we'll be back with more Second Guess right here on the Big 870.